The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Hey, I'm calling you back. It was all a bunch of mush that I just did not me out at offlimitsshow.com.
Okay, so I'm back. How many of you have gay friends or relatives? How many of you know people who are gay? How many of you are gay who are listening? Unfortunately, gay people are treated quite differently in our society today, and gay people have to continually fight for our rights. So it's quite unfair, and it's quite, you know, it's definitely time for us to have equality. Unfortunately, most of us who are seeking equality aren't going to get it for a long, long time. I mean, it's very slow, it's happening slowly in increments, but it'll take time and eventually things will change. As I always say on my show, you know, whether you like it or not, gays are going to have equality eventually. So if you don't like it, that's tough shit, but it's going to change eventually. But, you know, if you do know someone who's using, who is gay, how do you treat them? Do you treat them well? Do you treat them like shit? Do you suspect someone's gay? Do you call them names? You know, really honestly, if you do that, it's simply a reflection on yourself. I mean, the only kind of people who do that and actually yell at gay people, you know, faggot or dyke or whatever, are people who themselves are probably in the closet or at least insecure about their sexual orientation. Maybe they had some sort of little rendezvous when they were younger in Boy Scouts or something. And so they don't want anybody to know about that, so they always talk about gays like they're horrible, tell gay jokes or whatever, or call them names. Well, I mean, all it does, as I said, is show your ignorance and stupidity, and it hurts either people. So go around your life, living your life that way if you want, but generally, you're going to end up being alone.
Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Please don't stay inside.
lot of people are afraid of gay people. I mean, honestly, that's where the word homophobia comes from, right? But, you know, like there's a movie, it was called Cloud Atlas. And there's a scene in it that's a gay scene. Apparently, it shows sex between two gay guys. Excuse me, I haven't seen it. And, hold on. Sorry about that. I haven't seen it, but because it shows a gay sex scene in China, they're removing all the gay sex scenes because it's just taboo there. But the thing is, you know, what is the reason people are so, what is it so people are so afraid of, right? What are you so afraid of about portraying gay sex or being or seeing gay sex? Or, you know, does it threaten you? You know, if a gay guy's dick is bigger than yours, does it kind of make you feel inferior? Is seeing two gay guys going to make you gay? No. Is seeing gay sex going to make you gay? No, not any more than all the heterosexual sex I see in film makes me straight. It's not going to make you gay. So just fucking deal with it, people. If you have an issue with seeing people of the same sex have sex, whether it's women or men, that's your own fucking problem. You know, to ban it based on some stupidity or some kind of cultural bias is just retarded. But, I mean, you know, when it comes to gay men, you know, there's a thing that's often used in court when a gay guy is beaten up by a heterosexual guy, and the heterosexual guy will often say, will claim what's called gay panic. And it's actually considered a defense. It's ridiculous. But that the gay guy hit on him and it made him go crazy and fear for himself and his sexual orientation. And so he had to hurt the guy or kill him. I mean, this is the truth. People actually buy this bullshit. And even if that were true, and it's probably not true most of the time, but even if it were true some of the time, I don't think that gives anybody the right to kill someone. You know, if a woman comes up to me and tries to hit on me, which has happened, do I say to her, do I like try to kill her or beat her up or something? No. I mean, it's the same exact fucking thing. People think it's different, but honestly, it's not. It's the same thing. So if you're going to go around using the gay panic defense, then you got to really be an idiot. I mean, if you're really so afraid of gay guys hitting on you, then you got to ask yourself why and where does that come from? You know, you should be flattered, not fucking disgusted or like, offended. If somebody hits on you, whether they're gay or straight, whether they're, you know, I mean, gay man or a straight woman, if you're a guy, then what the fuck difference does it make? You should be flattered saying, because it makes you think that you're attractive, right? But for me personally, I never ever hit on straight guys. I never do, never wanted to. I've never found myself attracted to a straight man ever. I don't like straight guys sexually. I mean, also, why would you want to bark up a tree that bears no fruit? That's what I always say. You know, it doesn't make any sense. So I have plenty of straight guy friends, and there's never been any issue between us because they know I'm not interested in having sex with them anyway, and we're just friends. Even if we were both gay, I still would just be their friend because I'm not interested in having sex with them. So, you know, it's really retarded, and straight guys get so fucking bent out of shape, and they think straight guys always think every gay guy in the world wants to have sex with them. Which is so far from the truth. Have you seen most straight guys? Most straight guys don't take care of themselves. Most straight guys are disgusting, smell bad, drink beer all the time. don't do any kind of manscaping, if you know what I mean, like shave their balls or their dick area or anything else. They just aren't. I mean, straight guys are gross to me. I just generally don't like them. Not all of them are like that, obviously, but generally they're just not something I find attractive anyway. So it's just funny to me when straight guys just start to, like, go fucking crazy and, like, think, oh, my God, I can't be around gay people because, number one, they're going to hit on me, or number two, people are going to think I'm gay. Well, that's like saying people are going to think you're a menopausal 64-year-old woman because you hang out with a bunch of 64-year-old menopausal women or something. I mean, you're not anything by association. It may be in the minds of small-minded people, but if that's the kind of people you hang out with and they consider you to be whatever you are hanging out with, and that's because you can't have any kind of diversiveness in your group, then that's ridiculous. I mean, why would you want to hang around people like that in the first place, right? But anyway, I hope that people will, you know, realize that there is a double standard when it comes to being, you know, gay or straight. and how one has to kind of carry themselves, and how one has to kind of deal with the environment that they're in. Unfortunately, gay people have a lot more shit to deal with than straight people, and gay people get hit, you know, beat up all the time. It's never happened to me, but it's happened to people I know, and it's happened in very violent ways, and there have been people who've died or been killed as a result of who they are sexually. And for that kind of rage to come out and to hurt somebody just because of what they are sexually, it means that that person that did that has issues. So, you know, nobody goes around killing people randomly unless they're a sociopath or, you know, serial killer. And most of the time, that's not the case with these people. Typically, they're just guys who have unrepressed emotions or sexual urges or whatever, repressed sexual urges. And the sad irony of it all is after they killed somebody, killed a gay guy or a lesbian or whatever, and they end up going to prison for it, they're probably going to end up having gay sex ultimately anyway, because probably be going to prison for the rest of their life. And not because they're gay, but because it's the only thing available to them until they end up having gay sex. So, you know, it's a fitting irony, in my opinion, that that would happen. So just don't beat people up. Leave them the fuck alone, whoever they are. And when I come back, we're going to talk about lesbians and about what they're up to and what's going on with them, because it's a huge difference between lesbians and gay guys and how they are treated versus gay men. So we'll be right back. If I can find my fucking song, it's going to play. Where is it? Hey, John J. Where is it? There it is. Be right back. Talk to me. 7-6-3-7-1-1-1-5. Tonight's show is somewhat of a mishmash or whatever is on my mind, so nothing planned to say, just kind of talking about what's on my mind lately. But since this is the gay mass show, like mass for gays, you know, like church mass, whatever, I am having a lot of talk about gay stuff. So one of the things that's interesting to me is the double standard between how gay men and lesbians are treated in society. When it comes to gay men, you know, gay men are seen as just, you know, disgusting or gross by conservatives or whatever, people who think the gay men are just the worst. But lesbianism is far more, easy to accept when it comes to acceptable, when it comes to the majority of society. I think the reason for that is, the reason for that is because it's a patriarchal society in which we live. It's ruled by men. It's ruled by, generally by, you know, Caucasian, you know, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, heterosexual men, generally. And as a result of that, anything that threatens their masculinity or standing in their society or whatever, is seen as a threat to them, and they do not like that. So gay men essentially are a threat to them, but lesbians are not, because it doesn't attack their masculinity. They're not afraid of women generally, and the sexuality of two women together is a turn-on for most men, straight men. So, it's also that way in reverse. Sometimes two gay guys together is a turn-on for some women, not all, but sometimes that's the case. So anyway, because of that, they do not abhor lesbianism, and even have gone so far to say, you know, people who are against gay rights or homosexuality in general will say, well, it's okay to be a lesbian, it's not okay to be a gay man, because what gay men do is a sin and what lesbians do is not. It's ridiculous. And they say that because of the Bible or whatever they believe in, whatever religion. And so that's how they justify it. And they think that lesbianism is not a sin, but you know, laying with a man is, as they say. So anyway, I find it to be, you know, another stupid hypocrisy about our culture. And, you know, just another telling, you know, item about how people in this country think. You know, people here are so completely stuck, and so puritanical, stuck on sexuality and sex, and look at sex as something dirty and something that shouldn't be exposed and whatever. You know, if you travel around the world and you go to Europe and other countries or European-based countries or even some Asian countries, you'll see that people there are far more sexually free. Even in some communist regimes, people have more freedom with their sexuality than they do in the United States. You know, because of our puritanical roots, the Puritans that came over here, the Pilgrims or whatever, and how we kind of were rooted in that as a country, you know, it still carries on today our beliefs about sex. So even though people, you know, may rationally understand it, they sometimes have this thing about what they've been taught, and that is the only thing that they know how to go by. So unfortunately, it's still a problem today, but I think eventually, you know, it won't be. Be right back after this. By the way, I just had a screwdriver, you know, drink, and I'm a little tipsy. That's why I sound a little kind of out of it. So I shouldn't drink right before my show. But anyway, it's Sunday. Well, it's actually Monday now. So if you want to call in, the number is 347-637-1115. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're in the last 20 minutes of the show. If you want to call in, 347-637-1115. The thing I was going to talk about next is, you know, when, between gay men and lesbians, there's a sort of a camaraderie, obviously, because we're both gay, but, you know, there's some gay men who don't like lesbians, and there's some lesbians who don't like gay men. But I like most people. It doesn't matter if they're lesbian or gay or whatever. I just kind of base my affinity for someone based on the personality, not if they're gay or straight or whatever, or lesbian. But, you know, lesbians and gay men are quite different. And, you know, I feel like I've had a lot of lesbian friends in the past, and I don't know, they don't always seem to like me very much. I don't know why. I guess because I'm outspoken. I don't know why, but I don't know what the deal is. But I do have a lot of friends who are, you know, I have a couple of friends who are lesbian now that aren't like that. But I just seem to kind of butt heads a lot with a lot of lesbian women. Not intentionally, just because that's unfortunately the way it's gone. The ones I've butt heads with, like one time, you know, I was younger in my 20s, and I was talking to this guy. I was 19 years old, and I was marching in the Gay Pride Parade here in Dallas. And actually, that was a year I looked really good, by the way. But anyway, and I was watching the parade, and this really gorgeous, I mean, this chocolate gorgeous guy from the audience or from the pastor, you know, people waiting on the sidelines. He's like, hey. I was like, hi. I was like, hi, like that. And I was throwing, like, stuff out from the parade. He's like, wow, you're really gorgeous or whatever. I was like, so are you. And he's like, what's your name? And I told him, and we went on about it, whatever. And at the end of the parade, we walked back towards where that guy was, and I bumped into him. And he said, hey, you want to go with me and my friends to go to Moby's, which was a club at the time? I said, no, I'm with my friends right now, so I don't want to leave them, you know. But I'd love to get your number, and we can go out sometime. He said, okay. And so I was, like, real giddy and everything, and, like, you know, kind of acting like a schoolgirl. Anyway, so later on, she's like, at dinner, this is the girlfriend of a friend of ours. I just met her that day. And she goes, you know, God, you look like a fucking girl. You're just girl, whatever. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, God, you act like God was into you, and you're like such a girl about it. I'm like, and she wasn't saying it like in a joking way. She was saying it like she really meant it, like kind of attacking my masculinity or whatever. And so I was like, you know, fuck you, bitch. And said, you're just jealous because I've got a dick and you don't. Anyway, so that didn't go very well. But my point is that several times have I, you know, women, lesbians have attacked me in that way. And I've had other lesbian friends who are not like that at all. They're just wonderful people and lovely and everything else. So I don't know. I don't look at people because of their, look at them as a lesbian or gay. I just look at them as human beings, as I do everybody. So it doesn't really, you can't really box people in as a lesbian or as a gay man or whatever, because we're all different. Gay men come in all shapes, sizes, forms, colors, you know, types and everything, instead of lesbians. And that's why the rainbow flag is rainbow, because it represents all of the races and all of the types of gay people, or queer, lesbian, gay, transgendered, bi, questioning, intersexed, you know, asexual, whatever. There's all sorts of types of sexual proclivities represented with the gay rainbow flag. And so that's because we are such a diverse community. And fortunately, I think for most of us, it's a good thing. I think most of us, you know, do feel like we're part of the community. I myself have never really felt real close to the community. I've tried to be involved, but I just typically run into a lot of bitchy guys I can't stand, and a lot of really mean lesbians I can't stand. So I don't sound like I hate the gay community, but I don't. It's just that I've never really felt like I belonged in it, or anywhere else for that matter. So it's not its own fault. It's just I don't like to play the games that they play, and I'm not a game player, so I just like to be myself, and that's why I don't get along with people a lot, because in the gay community, there's a lot of fake people and a lot of, you know, pretension, and a lot about what you do, where you live, whatever, and what kind of car you drive, all that kind of stuff. And the thing is, you know, all those tests I pass with flying colors, I just don't like the fact that people ask in the first place, and that they think that is something you need to know about someone in order to like them. And so that kind of stuff is what irritates me. And I have a few really close gay friends, and I have a few gay friends that are acquaintances, but I don't generally feel that I'm a part of the gay community, even though I participate in it, you know, occasionally at the HRC dinners and things like that. I am not, I've never really been part of it because I don't like most gay guys, unfortunately. So anyway, that's a depressing thing to say, but it's the truth.
So give it a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Try. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.